During Lent, we turn away from sin and believe in the gospel. We turn away from selfishness to generosity. Turn away from anger to forgiveness. Turn away from hate to love. But during Lent, do we also strive to turn away from doubt to faith? We don't often think of strengthening our faith during the Lenten season so much as the commandment to love one's neighbor. But today we have in Jeremiah, in our psalm from Psalm 95, this call to obedience. God says to the prophet Jeremiah, "I commanded my people, listen to my voice, walk in my ways, but they obeyed not. They have not obeyed me nor paid heed, even the word itself has been banished from their speech." When God speaks, when God reveals himself, we are called to listen and to obey. Even the word obey in Latin comes from the word that really means to hear, to listen, to let that word take root in our hearts, to believe. And there are so many ways that we are called to strengthen our faithful obedience to God's word in our lives. The Second Vatican Council reminded us and taught very strongly that to be a person of faith means not only to adhere to the person of Jesus, to trust my life to Jesus and seek to know him, but it also entails that I believe and obey everything that Jesus teaches. In fact, everything that God has revealed through the Word of God, handed on to us by the church. And so we can never forget that. It's faith is both a personal adherence to Christ, trusting him with my whole being, but it's also obeying everything that God has revealed to us, coming to fulfillment in the Christ. Some things that come to us in the teaching of Christ through the church are very hard to accept today, very hard to hear in our modern culture. Things that the Lord has revealed to us that are certain and sure. Things like abortion in itself is always an objective evil. Things like greed is not a legitimate way to pursue human life. But respect for the dignity of people, the dignity of workers, is important. Things like sexual intimacy is reserved for marriage that is between one man and one woman. Things like artificial contraception is intrinsically a moral evil. These are very hard things for many people to hear and accept and obey, even though they've been clearly taught by the Holy Church. In no way does obeying this in faith mean that we are not loving and merciful to those who might not believe that, or those who find themselves in difficult situations in life. But in fact, that truth enables us to love and serve them with compassion, because every true revolution, every true coming back to the essence of something, has to do with recapturing the meaning of words. And the teaching of the church, which is the teaching of Christ, speaks true words about human life, about God. In many ways, the church is in a state of great renewal. Why? Because of a crisis of faith. Because of maybe not believing many things that we have been asked to believe. If Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? If the church is divided against itself, how can the church stand? Christ will always support the church until the end of time, indeed. And yet he calls saints of every age to lift up this house, to rebuild it, to renew it. Just like St. Francis rebuilt the church by his faithful obedience to the call of God in his life. even when it meant turning away from a lot of the things that were comfortable, that didn't stir up any trouble, that seemed acceptable for his time. St. Francis was a man of faith. He helped to rebuild the church. This Lent, may we be renewed as people of faith in Jesus and in what he has revealed. And may we help be saints. May we be saints who help to build and renew the church of the Lord.